Hello, welcome to Peace Out, stories for calming down and relaxation. My name is Chanel. My daughter's kindergarten class is doing an inquiry into space. They're building a spaceship out of cardboard boxes and milk jugs and tinfoil and whatever else they can find. They're a pretty creative bunch, so I'm sure it'll be amazing. I can't wait to see it. Right now I'm in her room looking up at the stars on the ceiling, made by a light that projects stars all over the room. My older daughter loves space and had a space party last year with lots of glow sticks and a spacesuit. So as you can see, we're very interested in space at our home. How about you? Do you like looking up into the night sky to see the moon and the stars? Have you ever looked through a telescope to see them up close? What do you think it would be like to be an astronaut in space, floating around in anti-gravity on the International Space Station, like Commander Chris Hadfield? Today, we're going on a trip to space, so it'll be your chance to find out. Climb aboard my brand new spaceship, the Star Bouncer, and buckle up. We're going to the moon. Lie down on the floor or on your bed, or sit somewhere you're comfortable. Close your eyes. We're going to do the calm down countdown. I'm going to count down from 10, and all you have to do is follow along with your breath. Ready? 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. We're in space. We've landed on the moon. Keeping your eyes closed, use your mind's eye, your imagination, to look outside the spaceship's window. Look at the Earth. It's a small ball, so far away. With its blue water and green and brown earth, it looks like a globe, something you'd find in a classroom, but brighter and more beautiful. It's surrounded by the blackest black, a glowing marble in space. Breathe in and out. Breathe in and out. We're going to go for a walk on the moon now. Open the hatch and climb out of the spaceship and onto the moon's surface. So quiet here. Look up at the stars. We can see them so much more clearly here. They're bright dots of white light. Let's just breathe for a moment here, gazing up at the stars, looking at the Earth from a distance. Breathe in and out. Breathe in and out. One more time. Breathe in and out. Good. How was the moon formed? Many scientists believe that the moon was originally a piece of the Earth that got knocked off billions of years ago. Think about that for a second. Isn't it cool to think that the moon may have once been part of the Earth? And now it's out here, a separate entity, but still connected to the Earth because it silently orbits or rotates around the Earth. and its gravitational pull affects our Earth's tides. This means that when the Earth is closer to the moon, we'll see high tides being pulled by the moon's gravitation. And when we're farther from the moon, it's low tides that we see. Here on the moon, it's quiet and peaceful and calm. You can think of it as a place that you can go to when life on Earth is getting too busy or tough. Just close your eyes and take a short trip to your moon, your quiet, calm place that's still part of the world, but a separate part. When you're calm and ready, go back down to Earth. Let's take one last look around. Space is dark and cool, and the stars are brightly shining. Looking down, we see the rocky, dusty gray surface of the moon. The moon has almost no atmosphere, so that means the dusty surface will not change for a very, very long time. So if you wrote your name on the moon with your finger, it'll be there your entire life and beyond. Let's make our mark. Imagine that you're writing your name in the dust. Imagine your finger making your letters. See each letter in your mind. When you're done, look down at your name, written clearly in the dust. There, that's now your special spot on the moon. No one else can go there except for you. Whenever you're feeling nervous or upset or anxious, you can close your eyes and go back to that same spot on your moon. Breathe and calm down before heading back to Earth. Let's spend our last minute on the moon breathing deeply. Look at the Earth while you do. Think about the things down on Earth that you love. Trees, blue sky, puppies, sunflowers, the ocean, someone you love, someone who loves you. Breathe in and out. Breathe in and out. Breathe in and out. It's time to go back to Earth now. But don't worry, remember, you can come back to your special spot on the moon anytime. Just close your eyes, do the calm down countdown, and you'll be there. Breathe and then come back to Earth, ready to face any challenge and ready to go. Thanks for joining me today, and until next time, peace out and peace within.